The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. 100 years ago, who would have ever believed Christians in America would be fighting for the right to keep homosexuals off our church staffs? Or that we'd be having to try to protect our children from transgenderism in our schools? What happened to our nation that was once known as the most moral on earth? Can I be gut-level honest with you? We as church leaders lost the biblical understanding of education, business, and civil government. And when we moved out of those God-ordained institutions, Satan moved in. Our founding fathers knew the importance of teaching the biblical understanding of these institutions. This is why they planned an extra meeting on Thursday afternoons at which the local pastor would teach about current events in the light of Scripture. By this method, they created a nation which had a biblical view of every major area of life. They knew if the biblical view of education, business, and civil government did not permeate a nation, Satan's view would. If we don't return to this biblical view of the world, we will shortly live as slaves to a dictatorial government. But why should we as Christians learn about civil government from our churches? Well, ask yourself this question. Who created civil government? As in all questions, the Bible has the answer. Romans 13 says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Government authority comes from God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake unto governors, as unto them that are sent by Him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well." Since obviously all civil government comes from God, and since God gave man the right to choose his government servants, is it not plain that we who are born again should know best the purpose of civil government and how it is to be operated? Does not the Bible have a clear word concerning civil government? This is why our founding fathers taught every week about God's institutions of education, economy, and civil government. But while we should be the ones who give the most direction to civil government, the truth is, we're the ones who are giving the least direction to it. Outside of us praying for it a little, and I do mean a little, we do almost nothing else to steward government, including never attending a government meeting. We teach very little about civil government in our homes and churches, and most of us don't even vote in elections. Of the over 100 million of us who say we're born again in America, over half of us are not even registered to vote. Of the half who are registered, half of us don't even show up to vote in any given election. It gets worse. Of the half who do vote, half of us vote for candidates who are diametrically opposed to the biblical position on issues like abortion and homosexuality. Thus, less than 15% of Christians vote in elections for the candidates standing closest to the Bible on issues. Now, does it make sense why we're losing our liberty? There is hope if we begin now to humble ourselves, pray, and seek God's face, and turn from our wicked ways. He promises to hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. Are you repenting and confessing your lack of government involvement? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, at heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.